Diabetes type 1 in Letterkenny Hospital has been totally neglected and under-resourced by Saoilse now. For the last 10, 12 years, we've been meeting all the different Minister for Health. And we're, the minute we're pushing to have a meeting with the Minister, Stephen Donnelly, but in doing a bit of research through all old agendas, I found that the meeting we had, several meetings in 2017 with the then Minister for Health, Simon Harris, who is now Taoiseach, the exact same agenda, the exact same things we're looking at, and everything that Simon Harris pledged would be followed up on and put in place. Nothing has happened, and it's even deteriorated worse. Currently in Letterkenny University Hospital, we have no endocrinologists for adults, we have no podiatrists, no ANPs, and no psychology support. So Letterkenny University Hospital is in crisis to do with type 1 diabetes care, and they don't seem to be able to attract and keep the staff that they need.
That's a very interesting point you mentioned there regarding 7 years ago when you met the then minister. And the service has deteriorated, which is it's frightening to hear, really.
It is frightening, yeah. And it's, well, in 2017, whenever Letterkenny was approved for a second endocrinologist, it then took the HSE system a couple of years before they finally advertised. And it was only there last year was they finally got some person to take up the role. He only stayed 3 weeks because the place was so under-resourced and concerned about management. But we were then at a meeting in November there recently, and we were told that there were 3 applicants for the role now. And then at a subsequent meeting there in February, we were told that 2 people were put forward and had been offered the role. Only one accepted it, and apparently he has since declined. So one of the reasons that there's now a second post open is that the endocrinologist who had been there for years and years, and he was the guy who was fighting to get a second support to try and address a waiting list. So after the guy came and left after 3 weeks, the head endocrinologist completely lost heart and he resigned. He just couldn't cope anymore with being on inadequate resources, that they could not cope with the waiting list. And the waiting lists are growing. Like in 2017 when we met Simon Harris, it was because the waiting list had gone to 2 years waiting list. It's now 3 years and over. We need the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, to intervene, but we also need Simon Harris to step back in and say, here, look, what happened? Everything that was agreed 7 years ago, why did Saoilse never implement anything?